Just waking up, Tiger Woods has won his fifth Masters, his 15th major. It's his first major in 11 years. It's his first Masters since 2005. A whole host of experts in the golfing industry have told me, and I've heard them say repeatedly, that he will never win another major tournament over the last however many years, Tim. Repeatedly.
Heard the same thing. I think they'd be all happy to be wrong today, though.
Do you think?
Absolutely.
Not with some of the vitriol that they declared back at the time. But if you go to a world sporting event, you hope something major happens. If you get on a plane and travel, you hope something happens. Corey McKernan, who was an unbelievably good footballer, 237 games for the Kangas and the Blues, best and fairest, sure won a Brownlow, or did, but got lost it on a technicality. He is also a marvellous golfer who's travelled to the Masters and has witnessed greatness, and he's been able to join us on the line. G'day, big cause up.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, you've really hit it on the head. It was really seeing a great moment in sport. And look, I put my hand up, and I always thought that Tiger would come back. It's easy to say that now, but you're talking about a guy that ever since he was 4 or 5 years old, he's had it on his bedroom wall that he wanted to beat Jack Nicklaus's record. But I think with all the dues he's had to pay over the last few years, and I mean, he's really rebuilt himself from the ground up. To see that today was one of the most spectacular things I'd ever seen, and to hear the crowd chanting his name on the 18th, it was akin to being like at a football game.
Corey, the atmosphere, good morning to you, Corey, Tim here. The atmosphere there must have been like nothing you've ever experienced at a golf tournament before.
I'd put it up there with the things that I've seen. I've been fortunate enough, saw Cathy Freeman and Sloan on a couple of other great sporting moments. But that today, I'm a big Tiger Woods fan, but to see that today and see him come back and just to see, look, the whole week, just to see the calmness on Tiger Woods' face. I don't know whether you guys, got to watch a bit of the telecast, but he just had this real calmness about him this week. And he'd gone from the Tiger Woods, in the comeback trail where he's joking on the practice circuit with all the younger guys and whatever, but this week it was all game face Tiger, and he just had a completely different look about him. And to see him out there today, it is so great for the game of golf to have him back. And who would have thought that it would take, what is it, it's 10 or 11 years since he last won the US Open and 13 or 14 years since he last won the US Masters.
Causa, great, you're summing it up beautifully. Just, do you get a sense that the rest of the players, whether they tighten up a bit more knowing that he's there, just looming in the background, and that he came up and gobbled them up at the end?
No, Gaz, I don't think it's the aura of Tiger Woods of what it once was. I'm not saying he's lost it. I think he's been demystified a little bit because they're so great with their preparation now that Tiger's a victim of his own success. They all looked at how Tiger prepared and they all started doing weights and all these things outside the game. I think the only thing that would get to as a player is just the noise, like the noise that comes from when Tiger makes a charge is unbelievable. And I think that's the biggest thing that would actually throw you as a player, just to try and distract that. And then you've got all the crowd movement and things like that, people wanting to see Tiger. So I don't think it's what it was, given that, they understand what goes into preparation nowadays. But I think it's more the crowd noise and the distractions around it that are probably more distracting for the players.
Hey, Corey, you're a big bloke. You're a big, strong bloke. Did that help you get a good vantage point over there watching Tiger on the final day?
Yeah, it's quite interesting when I say to people that we take over the Masters, oh, yeah, it's pretty easy to see. Well, it's easy for me when I'm 6'5". So, look, it is a pretty good viewing golf course, Augusta. If you try and plan it and always work ahead, look, the great thing today is that because you had Tiger at the back of the field, we really got to walk around with Jason Day and Adam Scott and the Aussies. Like, so really, everyone hangs back Tiger. But the byproduct of that is at least we can then go and watch our boys, which was great. And look, Jason had a putt on the 16th that would have ultimately put him at 12 under. He probably just let his tournament go yesterday with a few missed putts. Probably the one, and speaking of missed putts, Adam Scott, if he ever learns how to putt, it'd be quite scary, and he'd be donning another green jacket. That's the only thing that really stops Adam Scott, and it must be incredibly frustrating for him.
Hey, Causer, we're going to get to our news. Great to talk to you. You're over there touring with Element Entertainment, so get on the website and check that out. But really appreciate you joining us, and you're lucky bugger.
And even better, guys, the Roos won on the weekend too, I believe.
Oh, you've had the perfect weekend, my friend. We'll talk to you when you're back in Australia.
All right, see you, mate.